Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandan Raja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandan Raja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandan Raja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandan Raja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Amunatira Vanachari Jamunatira Vanachari Amunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandan Raja Jana Ranjan Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjan Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjan Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jamunatira Vanachari Amunatira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Maharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 12, entitled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead, Text 18. Correct. Bhaktim hara bhagavati pravahanna jasram. Bhaktim hara bhagavati pravahanna jasram. Ananda bashva kalyamur adhyamana.
Ananda bashva kalyamur adhyamana.
Vikridyamana hrdaya pulakachitango.
Vikridyamana hrdaya pulakachitango.
Natmanam asmarat asaviti muktalinga.
Natmanam asmarat asaviti muktalinga.
Bhaktim harau bhagavati pravahanna jasram.
Bhaktim harau bhagavati pravahanna jasram.
Ananda bashva kalya muhur ardhyamana. Vikridyamana hrdaya pulakachitango.
Vikridyamana hrdaya pulakachitango.
Natmanam asmarada saviti muktalinga.
Natmanam asmarada saviti muktalinga.
Bhaktim harau bhagavati pravahanna jasram.
Bhaktim harau bhagavati pravahanna jasram.
Ananda bashpa kalaya muhur ardhyamana.
Ananda bashpa kalaya muhur ardhyamana.
Vikridyamana hridaya pulakachitango.
Vikridyamana hridaya pulakachitango.
Natmanam asmarada saviti muktalinga.
Natmanam asmarada saviti muktalinga. Bhaktim haro bhagavati paravahana ajasram.
Bhaktim hara bhagavati pravahana jasram.
Ananda bashpa kalaya muhur ardhyamana.
Ananda bashpa kalaya muhur ardhyamana.
Vikridyamana hridaya pulakachitango.
Vikridyamana hridaya pulakachitango.
Natmanam asmarada saviti muktalinga.
Natmanam asmarada saviti muktalinga. Word for word equivalents. Bhaktim.
Bhaktim.
Devotional service.
Devotional service.
Harau unto Hari.
Bhagavati,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pravahan,
constantly engaging in.
Ajasram,
always. Ananda,
blissful.
Bashpakalaya,
by a stream of tears.
Muhu,
again and again.
Ardhyamana,
being overcome.
Vikridyamana,
melting.
Hridaya,
his heart.
Pulaka,
standing of hairs.
Achitta,
covered.
Onga,
his body.
Na,
not.
Atmanam,
body.
Asmarat,
he remembered.
Asau,
he.
Iti,
thus.
Muktalinga,
Muktalinga,
free from the subtle body. Translation: because of his transcendental bliss, incessant tears flowed from his eyes. His heart melted, and there was shivering and standing of the hairs all over his body. Thus transformed in a state of devotional service, Dhruva Maharaj completely forgot his bodily existence, and thus he immediately became liberated from material bondage. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Due to constant engagement in devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping the deity, etc., as prescribed in nine varieties, there are different symptoms which will appear in the body of a devotee. These eight bodily transformations, which indicate that a devotee is already liberated within himself, are called Ashtasattvika Vikar. When a devotee completely forgets his bodily existence, he should be understood to be liberated. He is no longer encaged in the body. The example is given that when a coconut becomes completely dry, the coconut pulp within the coconut shell separates from the bondage of the shell and the outer covering. By moving the dry coconut, one can hear that the pulp within is no longer attached to the shell or to the covering. Similarly, when one is fully absorbed in devotional service, he is completely disconnected from the two material coverings, the subtle and gross bodies. Dhruva Maharaj actually attained this state of life by constantly discharging devotional service. He has already been described as a Mahabhagavata, for unless one becomes a Mahabhagavata, or a first-class pure devotee, these symptoms are not visible. Lord Chaitanya exhibited all these symptoms. Thakur Haridas also exhibited them, and there are many pure devotees who manifested such bodily symptoms. They are not to be imitated, but when one is actually advanced, these symptoms are exhibited. At that time, it is to be understood that a devotee is materially free. Of course, from the beginning of devotional service, the path of liberation immediately opens, just as the coconut taken from the tree immediately begins to dry. It simply takes some time for the shell and pulp to separate from one another. An important word in this verse is mukta linga. Mukta means liberated and linga means the subtle body. When a man dies, he quits the gross body, but the subtle body of mind, intelligence, and ego carries him to a new body. While existing in the present body, the same subtle body carries him from one stage of life to another, for example, from childhood to boyhood by mental development. The mental condition of a baby is different from that of a boy, and the mental condition of a boy is different from that of a young man, and the mental condition of a young man is different from that of an old man. So at death, the process of changing bodies takes place due to the subtle body. The mind, intelligence, and ego carry the soul from one gross body to another. This is called transmigration of the soul. But there is another stage when one becomes liberated even from the subtle body. At that time, the living entity is competent and fully prepared to be transferred to the transcendental or spiritual world. The description of the bodily symptoms of Sri Dhruva Maharaj makes it apparent that he became perfectly fit to be transferred to the spiritual world. One can experience the distinction between the between the subtle and gross bodies. Even daily in a dream, one's gross body is lying on the bed while the subtle body carries the soul, the living entity, to another atmosphere. But because the gross body has to be continued, the subtle body comes back and settles in the present gross body. Therefore, one has to become free from the subtle body also. This freedom is known as Mukta Linga. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhaktim Hara Bhagavati Prabhan Ajasram Ananda Bashva Kalaya Muhur Ardhyamana Viklidyamana Hridaya Pulaka Chitango Natmanam Asmararasa Viti Mukta Linga. Hare Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj's experience of transcendental ecstasy is manifesting after having encountered the perfection of his yogic practice. After having retired from his kingdom, he went to Bhadrikashram and again took up the process of yoga, which he had learned from Narada Muni those many years ago in his childhood. Now Dhruva has completed ruling the earthly kingdom for 36,000 years. So he's coming full circle to return to the practice of yoga and mystic yoga as he had learned in his childhood. In our life also, we begin our spiritual life traditionally as brahmachari in the ashram. Then there's some changes that go on for many devotees. A few will remain brahmachari, but most will go into grihastha ashram. And then at the end of life, they're meant to again return to the principles of brahmacharya. This is called vanaprastha or sannyas. So brahmacharya, in any case, in either of these cases, whether they remain brahmachari throughout the whole life, or they go through grihastha ashram and then return to vanaprastha and sannyas, the brahmachari life is foundation. It's a foundation of doing sacrifice, learning to subjugate our desires for the desires of the spiritual master and Krishna. The mature fruit of that sacrifice are these eight ecstatic symptoms, Ashta Sattvika Vikar. Dhruva Maharaj actually achieved this symptoms. Twice Prabhupada says in this purport that Dhruva Maharaj actually achieved these symptoms. And the word actually has two meanings. Nowadays it just means, it shows that it's a surprising thing. This actually happened. But in classical meaning of the word actually, it means it came through an action. And that's a fact also, and it happens to work both ways in this case. That because of Dhruva's devotional activities, he's achieved this. It doesn't just come up out of the blue that you can spend your whole life serving your senses and then expect to get ecstatic symptoms at the last minute. Anything is possible by the grace of Krishna, but we should follow the standard path given by the acharyas if we want to expect to make our life perfect. These ecstatic symptoms are shown throughout the Bhagavatam. Rukmini Devi is a good example. She got Krishna as her husband, and one day in the palace, Krishna decided to tease Rukmini. And he said that marriage should exist between persons who are of equal caliber. It should never exist between one, when one person is higher and the other person is lower. So you, Rukmini, are very highly advanced Kshatriya family, your princess. And I'm just a Vaishya. So actually I cannot fulfill your desires. Therefore, it's better that you find a suitable husband besides me. At that point, Rukmini was on the verge of all of these ecstatic symptoms. She was going to lose consciousness. This is the 60th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. After having teased Rukmini, Shukadeva Goswami says, Rukmini had thought herself especially beloved by the Lord because he never left her company. By saying these things to her, he vanquished her pride, and then he stopped speaking. Goddess Rukmini had never before heard such unpleasantries from her beloved, the Lord of the universal rulers, and she became frightened. A tremor arose in her heart, and terrible anxiety, she began to cry. With her tender foot, effulgent with the reddish glow of her nails, she scratched the ground, and tears darkened her eye makeup, sprinkled her kumkum reddened breasts. She stood there, face downward, her voice choked up by extreme sorrow. Rukmini's mind was overwhelmed with unhappiness, fear, and grief. Her bangles slipped from her hand and her fan fell to the ground. In her bewilderment, she suddenly fainted, her hair scattering all about as her body fell to the ground like a plantain tree blown over by the wind. And Prabhupada writes in his purport, shocked by Lord Krishna's words, Rukmini could not understand that the Lord was only teasing, and thus she displayed these ecstatic symptoms of grief, which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti characterizes as sattvika ecstasies ranging from being stunned to dissolution. And in our own history of ISKCON also, Srila Prabhupada on rare occasions also experienced or showed these ecstatic symptoms. After in India, Gorakhpur, Srila Prabhupada introduced the chanting of Jai Radha Madhava during the Bhagavatam classes. And the third day after having introduced that Jai Radha Madhava prayers, this was also in Gorakhpur, he chanted the prayers before Bhagavatam class, but then just remained silent, and tears had come to his eyes, actually. He was silent for some time and told everyone to have kirtan, and he left. And from that day, after that morning, the deities were named Radha Madhava. Gorakhpur. I'm not sure. So, this was in Gorakhpur, so maybe that's part of Mayapur, but this is definitely in Gorakhpur. According to Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Yeah, it's there. A database search for Gorakhpur should reveal it for you. So, and I've this is not mentioned in the Lilamrita, but I heard this from another devotee who said that after this happened, Srila Prabhupada met with his the disciples and said that that will not happen again. In an apologetic way, he was saying that will not happen anymore. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted to make sure people didn't imitate the advanced symptoms of a devotee. Yad yad acharati shrestas. The Bhagavad Gita explains that whatever example a great person sets, common people follow. So the acharyas don't freely display these symptoms of ecstatic love, although they're experiencing them within, because other people will take it the wrong way and try to cheat, rolling on the floor in the kirtan, tripping people. And this imitation is also there in our scriptures, also this concern for imitation. It's not a new thing. When Lord Chaitanya went to Puri, he went into the temple and became overwhelmed with ecstatic love in front of Lord Jagannath's deity. And at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had not met Lord Chaitanya yet, was also in the room. And because he was a learned Vedantist, he didn't just blindly accept that here's a person who's experiencing the highest levels of love of God. He tested Lord Chaitanya by putting that cotton swab in front of his nose to see if he was breathing or not, or how he was breathing. Because he wanted to see, is this imitation or is it genuine? And Rupa Goswami went to Vrindavan. What was that? Yes, Rupa Goswami, he went to Vrindavan, and he would stay in under a different tree each night there. But nowadays, people also go to Vrindavan and try to stay in one tree a night, maybe, but at the same time they're also, they're not following the ascetic practice of Rupa Goswami. They're actually looking for fame because they're not free from these subtle desire for name, fame, recognition, and so on. Srila Prabhupada said that Vrindavan was full of many cheap imitations of Rupa Goswami. And therefore he recommended that the Western disciples who were not qualified to do that should remain engaged fully in the standard regulative principles of devotional service, including deity worship, which requires so much regulation. Can't worship the deity without highly regulated lifestyle. There may be one or two, some rare man can be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness by staying in the forest, but it's not for the common person to imitate. We should be very cautious about this thing. Another point in this purport about the subtle body is there that the soul is carried by the subtle body within this body also, as well as at the time of death to a new body. Dehino smin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara praptir tiras tatanuhiti. The body is, the soul in this body is carried from boyhood to youth to old age. And from old age comes death. So the same subtle body carries the soul to a new body, the time of death, transmigration. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of dreaming also. Each night the subtle body is carrying our soul to another place outside of this body in dreams. But Prabhupada writes here that because the material body, gross body, has to continue, therefore the subtle body brings the soul back into the body. Yes, that's why sleep is considered death for a Vaishnava. They try to minimize Nidra Hara Vihara Naika Nipunau. The six Goswamis are glorified because they conquered over sleep and eating. And Arjuna was also glorified for conquering sleep by the name Gudakesh. Dreams are a symptom of either too much sleep or too many material attachments. Once we start dreaming, we're generally sufficiently rested and we can wake up at that point. It's interesting how simply being, how this muktalinga, or being liberated from the subtle body, can be measured by how detached we are from the gross body. Because the subtle body actually is identifying with this gross body. If we see that someone is oblivious to the condition of his gross body, we can understand he's liberated. Srila Prabhupada his whole pastime, of course, demonstrates this principle, that he wasn't worried about the well-being of his body, otherwise why would he come here? But especially the last days of Prabhupada's manifest presence, when the body is leaving, and he's still preaching, just the same. His preaching wasn't even different. It was just, you're not your body. Don't think this won't happen to you. His consciousness was unaffected. And so it's a wonderful demonstration of his transcendental position. Transcendental to this material body. Mukta-linga. Would you like to ask anything or share something? Well, the material body is giving us all anxiety, and so we want to, first of all, be Muktalinga ourselves, and then we can help others be Muktalinga by preaching. That's the idea. And it's possible actually by action and devotional.
No, I was thinking when you were reading that it was I don't remember exactly how Prabhupada put it, but when he was talking about the separation of the body and subtle body.
Right.
But still, you need to give it up.
Right.
So even if it is good, your best friend and helps you in your spiritual life, that devotional service, ultimately, still you need to separate yourself from it. You need to discover it.
Yeah. This is a very interesting point. Actually, for a pure devotee, Vishvam Purnam Sukhayate. This whole world is his best friend. Gross and subtle. Because he's using everything in the service of Krishna. He doesn't have to actually discard anything. It will be taken in due course of time. Even the mind. That's all it is. He's not particularly attached to getting rid of it. He just uses it until it goes away. And then he uses what he has next. Which for a devotee is Satchidananda Vigraha. He has that next. Like once Prabhupada said, for a pure devotee, death means go to sleep and wake up with Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada.